Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate twice a day, once in the morning when we first get up, and again in the evening when we go to bed. This truly is a wonderful way to develop our meditation practice and live our lives. As a child growing up in Iowa, I spent a lot of my weekends, summers, and holidays with my grandmother. She was a wonderful woman who loved to play games, be outdoors, go fishing, and just really loved life. But I remember so often being with her that she would be in pain. It wasn't horrible pain, but it was pain. It was arthritis. She struggled with arthritis. And though she lived to be 90 years old, I remember so often being with her, seeing her rub her hands, and I'd ask her, "What's wrong, Grandma?" And she'd say, "Oh, my hands hurt. It's just arthritis." But unfortunately, she too wasn't alone with arthritis. Millions, and I do mean millions of people around the world, struggle with arthritis. But I have good news. There is actual, natural treatment now for arthritis. And you'll never guess what it is. Well, actually, you might not. But it's called Raja Yoga. But Raja Yoga isn't just about stretching. It's also a lot about breathing and meditation. Yes, I did get it in there. Meditation. You all know me well enough now. I love meditation. Okay, so let's look at this study. This study was reported in the European League Against Rheumatism 2011 and was conducted by researchers in the United Arab Emirates. So in this study, they had 47 patients. 26 of them were taught Raja Yoga, and 21 of them were in the control group. Again, Raja Yoga focuses in on gentler styles of yoga, exercise, breathing, and meditation. Those in the yoga group had 12 sessions of Raja Yoga, and they showed a significant improvement in their disease activity scores, or put a different way, they felt better. And interestingly, like many of the other studies that I report every third week, they're typically shorter studies. This one was only done 12 times. Could you imagine if someone was struggling with rheumatoid arthritis and they started practicing meditation and yoga on a regular basis, ongoing, how they really might improve their overall health? And I can support this in part by my grandmother's. My grandmother that I referred to before, she had a lot of health problems and had them for years. Though she made it to 90, she was struggling with pain and physical ailments most of my life that I knew her. Now, she loved games and she loved to read and learn things, so her mind was active and very healthy all the way to the end. She was very clear, very lucid. She used her mind, it stayed healthy. But she didn't use her body. She didn't eat well, she didn't exercise, she didn't meditate, she didn't do yoga. And I believe this contributed to her health problems. My mom's mom made it to her 90s too, but in her case, she was very physically active. She loved walking, which I believe I inherited from her, because I loved to walk too. And even in the coldest winters, she would walk downstairs in the basement in circles to stay healthy and fit. And she did. She stayed healthy all the way to the end. But in her case, she didn't use her mind as much as my dad's mother, and so she ended up getting Alzheimer's at a fairly young age. And though she was physically fit to the end, her mind was gone. So what I try to do is put the two of them together, learn from both my grandmothers. I keep my mind active, and I keep my body active. And of course, I meditate. Doing these things doesn't guarantee that life will go perfectly smoothly, of course. But I think what it will do is it will help fend off the illnesses and the ill effects of aging prematurely. If we take care of ourselves, exercise, eat right, meditate, use our minds, we really can stay healthy and fit through the greater part of our lives. And a lot of it is just developing good habits. My one grandmother had a good habit of using her mind, and it stayed healthy and fit throughout her life. My other grandmother, at a young age, had a good habit of exercising, and she stayed physically fit throughout her life. Habits, good or bad ones, work. So, let's choose good habits, Initially, it's hard to create change. When we create a new habit, it takes some time. And I think being around people who are invested in what we're wanting to change is a critical and key component of change. You can really see that with couples. Couples, as they age, tend to look alike. Their bodies look pretty similar. So if one of them exercises, they often both do. If one of them spends hours in front of the TV, they often both do. So be around people that are on the same journey that we're on. Being healthy, being fit. Find people to meditate with. Come meditate with me sometime. I'd love to spend some time helping you develop the cultivated habits of meditating. And if you know someone who's struggling with arthritis, let them listen to this podcast. Make a CD of it, copy it for them, and say, hey, there are natural ways that you can improve your arthritis. And then perhaps do some yoga and meditation with them. People do better when they're encouraged with other people. So I want to keep encouraging all of us to continue to meditate. And if you'd like to learn more about the world of meditation, you can go to www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's meditationforhealthpodcast.com. There are other podcasts there, articles, books, retreats. Or if you'd like to contact me directly, my email address is drpuff@cox.net. Until next week, peace.